S2W16, behold the regal gates. Xenia whistled in awe as she looked up and down the regal gates that encircled the estate of Donna and Richard Ellison. They were definitely rich. Xenia guessed the snobby, obnoxious kind. No way they'd let Miracle in here. Xenia? A familiar voice shook her out of her thoughts and she turned. Ryan? She smirked. What are you doing here? Ryan looked uncomfortable. I should be asking you the same question. She nearly answered, but something in his demeanor made her hesitate. Answer my question first. Ryan gave her a sideways smile. What, no hug? Why would I hug you? Xenia scoffed. As soon as you were cleared from the hospital you disappeared. Like none of us mattered to you. You matter to me, Xenia. Ryan angled closer. Then why haven't you called? Xenia rolled her eyes and took a step back. Let me guess. You lost my number, which, by the way, I put into your cell phone for you. Or maybe it's because your phone got snatched by someone on the street. Or maybe it fell into a sinkhole, that's pretty common these days. Or wait. Maybe it's not the cell phone that got lost. She glared at him as he stood in a stupor. Tell me, Ryan. Did you lose your nerve? Am I so intimidating that the idea of picking up the phone and calling, or heck, even texting, just totally freaked you out? You ghosted me. Without so much as a, hey Xenia, how's life after being trapped in a subway together? Xenia. Ryan grabbed her by the hand. I'm sorry, okay? Things are complicated in my life right now. Take a number. Xenia pulled her hand away. We've all got problems, and right now I need to find Miracle. She in some kind of trouble? Ryan asked. I'm not sure. Xenia shook her head. She came here looking for answers, but I doubt they'd let her into a place like this, especially with the news she had. What news? Ryan furrowed his brow. Xenia sighed. If you'd kept in touch, you'd know that she's been looking for her birth mother. Turns out she lives here. Xenia waved a hand at the mansion behind the gate. One of the staff here. Ryan guessed. Nope, Xenia replied. Donna Ellison. The lady of the house. Or Her Majesty, the Queen, judging by the palace sitting back there. Did you already try to get in? Ryan asked. Xenia shook her head. No, I just got here. Ryan pulled Xenia gently by the hand. Come with me. His voice sounded normal, but his eyes gave Xenia pause. Why, what's wrong? Nothing. Ryan pulled her towards him and away from the gate. It's just, you're right. These people aren't likely to talk to someone like Miracle, let alone someone like you. Someone like me? Xenia cried, indignant. My point is, Ryan continued. You're not going to get any answers knocking on that gate. Go home, okay? I'm not leaving until I know whether or not Miracle was here. Xenia stood, resolute. Tell you what. I know a guy who works here. I'll ask him to ask around, see if anyone's seen her, okay? Who do you know here? Xenia asked. It's not important. Xenia gave him a pointed look, and Ryan rolled his eyes. All right, one of the mechanics who works on the cars is an old gambling buddy. I came to settle a debt, okay? Trust me, I'll find out about Miracle. Just go home, all right? Your debt or his? Xenia asked. What difference does it make? Ryan rolled his eyes again. Xenia, just go home, okay? Promise me you won't come back here. Only if you promise me you'll find Miracle. Xenia stared hard at Ryan. You have my word. Ryan placed his hand on her cheek, and Xenia softened. Is the word of a thief and a liar any good? It is when it's you, Xen. Ryan kissed her on the cheek. Now please go. Zinnia nodded grudgingly. Find Miracle. I will. I promise. Zinnia placed a hand on his shoulder, then headed back to her car. She could trust Ryan, right?